This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The long recession deprived many younger people of a way to launch themselves into career-type jobs and what some might call financial adulthood, which means they also aren't launching into some big purchases that have traditionally been part of the American dream. First car, as we reported a few minutes ago, but also first home, first retirement account. The big challenge here is for the younger workers themselves, but it's also a hassle for marketers. From Portland, Oregon, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Every week at the local farm co-op, I see these tanned, cheerful young people who work the fields and farm stand. I ask them, why do this?
Using my body and working hard.
So happy I don't work in a cubicle.
I'm tired and my back hurts. Then I look into the horizon and how beautiful it is. Life is very short and I don't want to spend time focused on making money.
Allison Nicholas, Spencer Suffling, and Brindley Beckwith, all college educated, love the work, but admit it doesn't pay enough to buy a new car or save for a down payment. Other young workers just can't find anything but part-time dead-end jobs and can't afford more schooling to get something better. So they don't make big purchases like Gen X and the boomers did before them. Dan Schaubel is with Millennial Branding in New York.
They're in debt. You know, they're getting married later. They're getting cars later. In order to make ends meet now, they have to have as few expenses as possible.
Okay, but if you're a brand selling compact cars or starter homes, you still have to try to get these millennial consumers to take the plunge. Here are some tips.
What people have is a showcase of who they are.
Kit Yarrow is a consumer psychologist at Golden Gate University and author of Gen Buy. She says new homes are a tough sell, especially in the high-priced hip cities where young people like to live. But furniture?
IKEA is so perfect for this generation because it has an extremely low price point. It's really customizable. It's what you put in it, what you paint on it, you know, how you make it yours.
And if she were selling cars, focus on environmental values, green fuels.
Because it's not just transportation, it's also a way of saying who you are to other people.
But, warns Dan Schaubel of Millennial Branding,
even if you have a great experience, make the product look good, you know, you can tweet from the dashboard and all of that, it comes down to how much can millennials even afford.
At the moment, not much. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.